Good morning, everyone, and a warning now to middle-aged women. The following segment may endanger your breakfast.
If you're one of the 40 million American women of menopausal or postmenopausal age, you may be wondering if hormone replacement therapy is right for you.
A big study out this morning may offer some cautionary information for people who are asking themselves that question. Joining us now is Denise Grady, science reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Her piece on studies regarding the hazards of hormone replacement therapy is in the newspaper today. Denise, good morning.
Hi, John.
What is the what's the takeaway for women who are contemplating hormone replacement therapy and the disturbing sort of data that comes out of this very, very big study?
The finding now is this study, first of all, it's a continuation of a study that was started quite a while ago and was the study in 2002 that was the first to really find that hormone replacement could increase the risk of breast cancer, as well as a number of other problems, including blood clots and heart problems. And what the study is now has continued, and what they're finding as they track these women over time is that not only does it cause a small increase in the risk of breast cancer, but it also makes it more likely the breast cancer will be advanced when it's found and have a higher risk of being a deadly type of cancer. So not only does it increase it, but it seems to make the outlook worse.
What's the pathology here? I mean, we know to a certain extent that hormone replacement therapy is about messing with the biological clock of women in menopause to reduce symptoms that are uncomfortable and miserable, quite frankly. But is it possible that those hormones are speeding up processes that would cause cancer to be more advanced when it's finally detected, that sort of thing?
Nobody is sure, but what they have found a few things. One thing is that when women take hormones, the breast tissue becomes more dense, and it makes it harder to find tumors on a mammogram. So you do, it's sort of a double whammy. Not only does it increase the risk that a tumor can form, but it can then make it harder to find. So then you come in and the tumor can be more advanced, and that can give you a worse outlook. And then there is always the possibility that the hormones can feed the growth of certain types of tumors and maybe even the growth of blood vessels that tumors need to grow and also to spread. And what if you increase the ability of a tumor to spread, then there is the potential for making things worse all around.
Well, what is the state of the whole domain of alternative treatments for menopause symptoms? Do they work? Are they good alternatives?
You know, that's the problem here. These hormones really do work. They give a lot of people relief, and there is not really any other good option other than to just tough it out.
And is that what the medical researchers are suggesting that doctors should tell patients?
They are saying that you really should not take these hormones unless you are desperate. And if you do take them, you should then try to take the lowest dose that will give you any relief and also think about getting off them as quickly as you can.
Denise Grady, science reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much for that.
Thank you.
I don't know if you folks are thanking us out there eating breakfast. They're not a good alternative.
No good alternative,
no.
Yeah.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.